It's the impossible question.
Philly's B101.
Morning, Jim.
Hello.
What's your guess?
Bobby and Lauren both have sensitive feet.
Sensitive feet. Laura, do you have sensitive feet?
I don't think I would classify them as sensitive. No?
Are you ticklish?
Yeah, I am. Okay. I am ticklish.
I think Bobby definitely has sensitive feet.
Definitely.
But Laura, not so much. Jim, that's a really funny guess. Not, but incorrect. Sorry.
But we loved it.
All right, thanks.
We did love it. Have a great day, Jim. Keep your guesses coming.
You too, bye-bye.
888-333-B101. Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not. It's not that Bobby and Laura have sensitive feet, although I think Bobby probably does have sensitive feet. 888-333-B101. Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not. What do you think it is? It's not sensitive feet, like Jim said a little bit ago. Let's go to Teresa, see if she has the guess. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
What's your guess, Teresa?
My guess is that Bobby and Laura both went to Wildwood for senior week.
Ooh. I was at a graduation party yesterday, and all the kids are going to Wildwood next week for senior week.
Fun.
Did you go to Wildwood?
So we didn't have like a senior week, but we did go to Wildwood after prom.
Oh,
like the weekend.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if that counts.
There's no way Bobby went to Wildwood. I'm just saying it
now.
I don't think Bobby went to Wildwood. Not the correct answer, Teresa, but thanks for trying.
Thanks. Have a great day.
You too. Good morning, Joyce.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. What's your guess, Joyce?
I'm going to say that they both either tried out for or were in the color guard while they were in school.
Color guard. Were you color guard, Laura?
I never did the color guard.
Bobby definitely didn't do the color guard. I didn't do the color guard either. So sorry, Joyce, that is not correct.
All right. Thanks a lot. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks for always trying,
all right,
Joyce.
Bye-bye.
Okay. And let's go to, who are we going to next? Let's go to, oh yeah, the next call is Terry. Let's go to Terry. Good morning, Terry.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm also known as Bagum, you know.
Wait, what?
From your grandmom question last week.
Like, that sounds so familiar.
Oh, that's right. That's right. All right.
Bagum.
Terry, Bobby and Laura have this in common. What do you think it is?
I think Bobby played baseball, and I think Laura played baseball maybe on a boys' team.
Oh. Did you play baseball on a boys' team?
I did,
you
Terry.
You did?
Yeah, I was the only girl on the boys' team.
Oh, really? So you didn't play softball. You actually played baseball.
Yeah, I played baseball. My brother was really big into baseball, so I grew up watching him. And I was like, well, I want to play baseball.
That's very interesting. Cool. Terry, great guess, but not the correct answer.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, Terry.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That's interesting. I didn't realize that you played on a boys' team.
Yeah.
I was the scorekeeper. What's it called? I kept the books for the...
Oh,
for
fun.
The,
in high school, did you do that?
In high school, yeah. So I used to travel with the baseball team, which was a lot of fun. I never played softball. Obviously, never played baseball either. But I was always scared of the ball being rocketed at me that fast. I was like, no, I'm not playing. I'm not getting on out in the field. I'm not getting on home plate trying to hit. I was scared of it. Okay. I like it. I like that you played on the boys' team.
Quite the tomboy.
Were you guys, were you a good team?
Yeah, we did pretty well.
Were you like a travel team or was it school team?
Yeah. Well, it was like
a couple
different things.
Little League. Oh, all right. Okay, got it. All right, so we're going to do this again at 9:10. Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not. We have not gotten a correct answer. We still have $1,414. We'll do it at 9:10. We've got $1,414 in the impossible question jackpot this morning on the Kathy Romano Show. Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not. What is it? That's the question. Chrissy, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think it is that Bobby and Laura have in common?
Bobby is, there's a famous tennis player with the last name of Smith, and there's a famous tournament called the Boss Open.
Wow. I love this guess.
So she's making the tennis connection.
Yes.
By the sound of Laura's shock that she didn't know that is not the correct answer.
I really love that guess.
Yeah, good thinking, Chrissy.
Okay.
All right, have a great day.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
I feel like Bobby says this a lot, but that was one of those guesses where you're like, man, I wish that was the answer.
Yeah, right?
Like, that would have been a really good answer.
Why didn't we think that? Meanwhile, we sit here and we're like, for hours. We're like, what can the question be? What's the next question? Keep your guesses coming. 888-333-B101. We've got $1,414. Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not. What is it? The impossible question. Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not. For $1,414. Good morning, Skip.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What's your guess, Skip?
My guess is two have the same mix of nationalities and two, the other two do not.
Oh, I think we all have a little Irish in us, don't we?
Yes.
I think that's what we determined.
Yeah, we discovered that a couple weeks ago.
What else are you?
Yeah, I'm also German. I'm Irish and German.
I don't think Bobby is. Skip, good guess, but not the correct answer.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You have a great day, too. Next up is Julie. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great, thanks.
All right. What do you think Bobby and Laura have in common?
I think they are both four-year lettermen in high school.
I was a four-year letterman in high school.
Were you?
Yeah, for soccer, basketball, and 3 years for softball, actually.
Okay.
Wow.
I was pretty bitter about that.
Did you not make the team 1 year?
I did. Well, they pulled me up for varsity, but it was like one of those things where I was like, I feel like I should be on this team.
And you didn't get a letter for it?
I didn't get the letter for it.
Oh, bummer.
I know. Another gripe with Nottingham High School.
Do we know if Bobby played all 4 years of a sport?
I am not sure.
Yeah, I don't know. We don't even know, but this is not the correct answer. Sorry.
Okay. All right, thanks.
Have a great day, Julie. That's one we'll have to ask him tomorrow if he was a four-year letterman. Okay, and last guest of the morning is Rita. Good morning, Rita.
Good morning.
Wow, you're very cheerful.
Told you, I get up real early to drive that van for the school kids.
That's right, Rita. All right, what's your guess? What do you think Bobby and Laura have in common?
They were in the choir.
I was in the choir, I think, in middle school.
But not in high school, and Bobby was not.
Yeah.
Sorry, Rita.
Darn it. All right, enjoy the day.
Have a great day. And I was in the choir. I just wanted to be in that special chorus, and they turned me down.
Yeah, I don't know how I got in that first choir.
All right, so we're adding $101 to the jackpot. That means tomorrow morning, $1,515. That's big. That is high. That is going to be a nice prize for someone. So we'll do two rounds of it again tomorrow morning, 7:10 and 9:10. This means Skirls Day is coming to an end.
It was a fun Skirls Day.
I know. I like when it's just us. It's way less chaotic in here.
It really is, though.
The boys sometimes bring chaos, but that's not a bad thing. Sometimes I like chaos. We do have a clip of the day, but before that, we just want to thank all of the callers that called in. We had a lot of people called in this morning. Thank you so much for your calls. We do love when you ring us, so keep that in mind every morning. Feel free to call us with anything. So thank you, and here is the clip of the day. It does come from our caller, Mike.
I fell asleep in a courtroom.
Oh, no.